Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Terry Pluto joins us on the show this morning. Hello, Terry.
I don't even want to follow that.
Oh, come on. I think you can. Can't you? I know I can.
Well, anyway. No, it's just, yeah, we can, but all of us will get fired by the end of it. So
I mean,
keep going.
We're on a long, long, slow march towards that anyway, aren't we? Terry, first off, okay, how long have they been talking about this? You know the Indians better than just about anybody.
The Indians have not been talking about this. Really started with George Floyd on the name change. You know, forever there were discussions about what to do about Chief Wahoo. But I've got it, you know, I wrote a story for Sunday and that was the first time, because even when they were talking about Chief Wahoo with Rob Manfred and all that a year and a half ago, Manfred was fine with the name. I mean, my first column against Chief Wahoo came out in 1997, so I've been on the anti-Chief Wahoo thing, but I've always been positive on the name. And both of them came from my experiences of having been out west, and not that I've been in a ton of Indian reservations, but we have a friend of ours, her name is Sister Monica, and she's worked at the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. I bet we saw her 8 or 9 times over different, when we went out there during the years. And for example, the biggest newspaper out there is called Indian Country Today, you know, like USA Today. And the thing is either called the Rez or Indian Country. Those are the names. But Chief Wahoo, that was a no-go out there. And so I always thought, well, they're good with it, you know, and I liked it. But when the George Floyd thing hit, and I think statues are coming down and everything's changing, it's all up for grabs. So it's, what, a month and a half or whatever that is?
Terry, do you think it is a guarantee that this name gets changed, because they are talking about it, just having conversations?
Yes.
It seems like they're going towards that, but you think it's a guarantee?
Yes, and I think this is what you do. You put it out to see how people respond. And I would say, I don't know, let me ask you, how are your calls running on this?
Most people are pretty accepting of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
I think it's begrudging acceptance where, I'm sorry, Anthony, I didn't mean to run you over, but of the calls we've taken so far today, it's like, you know, I know that they're going to probably change a name and maybe we'd like to see this.
Right. And the other thing that finished it was when the FedEx went after Washington. By the way, I have not called the Redskins in a story probably for 3 or 4 years. It was always Washington, because that is totally offensive, you know. But again, Indian, you know, it's one of those. I mean, Indian high school basketball was always just called that out there, and it was not, again, a negative thing. But right now, you had one thing, you had the cultural thing going against what the organization was looking at. And then when they saw FedEx pressuring Washington to change its name, I think they didn't want Progressive and Sherwin-Williams and all their big sponsors to start getting pressure from some of the, you know, the special interest groups or some customers. And then they have to come to the old thing, get out in front of it.
Terry, they've had so many years, to me. I think they in a way, they kind of botched this. And the reason I say that is, for years I've said what they need to do is involve. I know we don't have Native American groups in this region. I also have covered sports, have been to reservations in upstate New York. They found Wahoo incredibly offensive. People here said nobody finds it offensive. Well, if you actually go to the reservations, you'd find that they do. But they never really did that. It never seemed like, whether it was the Jacobs or the Dolans, they never seemed very interested in having an actual conversation about why the team is the Indians, whether the Sokolexis stuff holds up, in which it has
it
been
doesn't.
It doesn't. You're right. It's been debunked by many that have actually looked up the genesis of it. So with that
they
said,
they were named after the 1914 Boston Braves. I wrote that in a book called Our Tribe. I'm positive of it. And it's a long story of why it is, and I looked at even the contest that was held and that kind of thing. I don't mean to interrupt, but it just doesn't. You're right. You've been doing your homework, which is great.
Well, it's just that I feel like it could have been salvaged if they would have been open-minded to actually giving people a seat at the table. They never were.
I think they were just, this is what we've had. And I'll tell you this, the older you get, the harder it is to change stuff. I mean, that's not an excuse, it's an explanation, and I think that's how they felt. And also, the team was owned by, you know, two traditionalists from here. I mean, the Jacobs grew up in Akron, and the Dolans grew up in Cleveland. And so, this is our logo, this is our mascot, and this is our team name.
Are there certain names that you like?
I'm giving a big thought about it. I don't know. What's yours?
You want me to run some by you here?
Sure.
Guardians.
Yeah.
We're off to a good start.
Okay.
Spiders.
Well, that's got some tradition to it, although I just kind of hate spiders, but that's the spider.
See, I feel the same way. It's like, there was a team in Cleveland called the Spiders at one point.
They won three games and lost 3,000.
Yeah, and I'm like, people bring up the web and things like that. Call it. So, all right, there's a couple that I really dislike, but I got to throw them by you here. The Rocks or the Rockers?
Yeah, I don't like that. Well, the Rockers were the WNBA team. And although I put a thing as I wasn't sure if this was good or bad. I always call it like Terry's Talking Tribe or whatever. I just put it out there, Terry's Talking Rocks. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
I don't know how good that one is. They ought to be honest with you. Okay, what about final one from me? Lime, if you got any, go ahead after this. But walleye, fighting
Roberta
walleye.
And I, my wife and I were talking about fish. Something like walleye. I don't like bluegills.
Perch.
He's sort of wimpy. Probably, if he can do it, you got to do a walleye.
Walleye have teeth. You got to hold them right or they'll bite you.
Go ahead, Tom.
I mean, Terry, if you think about it, though, it's all going to sound minor league because it hasn't been the logo, the mascot, and all of these have been taken. But when you think about it, the Lakers are the Lakers. It makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
And yet anything
but
can...
But Utah Jazz is right on the money. And you know there are a lot of Grizzlies roaming around Memphis.
Oh, they're all over the place. I was worried my last trip out there I was going to get mauled. So what I'm saying is, Terry, can't anything eventually become accepted if your team wins?
Yeah. And just as time passes, people, get used to it. I remember when the Cavs were picked. I'm old enough for that, and it was accepted. Miletti, I forgot what the last five. The Foresters were looked at and some others.
There
was like, it was almost like Miletti, who was the owner then. You got to pick something. And they got that down to five, and they had a vote. And I'm not sure the Cavs won or not, but that's what Miletti picked.
Terry, should there be, and we're talking to Terry Pluto right now on the hotline, should there be a fan vote?
Oh, you got to get the fans involved in all kinds of things. Now, exactly what you do with it, I don't know. But this is a marketing chance to really, have some fun and get some action going on the team. And I know that also came into play when they were talking about this. Okay, if you get rid of the name, then how do we do this so that, people feel engaged and involved? I mean, one of my thoughts way back when I was pushing this all the way back to 97 for the change of the logo was to hire four artists from some of the top tribes, the top Sioux artists, the top, maybe, I forget, Oneida, who's out in New York, get four of those, have them draw something, and then have the fans vote. But we're off of that. By the way, I don't think they're going to do this. I'm 99%. They're not just going to change it to the tribe. They're going totally away from, that element.
Well,
I always liked tribe as a nickname. I really did, but...
Yeah, so you said that can't be salvaged. You don't think they could do something and move to the tribe?
I heard they're not.
What about the fact that it seems like all these great logos that I grew up with, these great cartoonish mascots that we all grew up with in baseball, that was such a staple of baseball. When I look at the Indians right now, their helmets and their hats, there's just no discernible unique logo that makes it different.
That thing is. Yeah.
So how big is that going to be moving forward?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's a multi-million-dollar decision for them, right? You come up with something endearing that people like.
Well, you can get the fans involved, but it doesn't mean you have to pick exactly what the fans pick.
No,
you
know, but you know, the other thing, though, but you get one thing you do, you get them involved. Maybe somebody actually does come up with something.
I kind of like the fighting
wall. I do know the Cavs. The suggestion did come from a fan. I think the guy's from Bay Village or somewhere. It was not something that the people who were running the team at that point had thought about it at all. And then they kind of came up with the swashbuckling, sword wielding guy, and at least it was something.
Terry Pluto joining us on the show. Hey, can I ask you something that we're going to end up getting into tomorrow? Did you see Masahiro Tanaka take one in the face?
No.
He got a comebacker, a hot comebacker during a simulated game. I think this was back on Saturday. When are we going to put helmets on the pitchers?
I haven't thought about that, but it's
something bad's going to happen at some point.
Well, there's a whole history of that. You know, there really is. Whether it's Herb Scorgrana got hit in the eye, but if he had been wearing a helmet, would it have skimmed off the top of the rim? I don't know. It's not a bad idea.
Thank you. Go ahead, Anthony.
Terry, you saw that Brad Mills, the bench coach, is not going to join the team in the resumption of baseball. No huge surprise there. I mean, Terry's no spring chicken either.
No.
You're seeing this around sports. The NBA has some older coaches that they're worried about. Do you think the league needs to say, draw a line in the sand, say you can't be with the team, or do they need to do case-by-case basis?
I think as somebody who's 65, I would say it's case-by-case. Because you might have somebody who's, in his 50s, but has a combination of diabetes and, early stages of lung issues and that. And then you have somebody who, is quite a bit older, and they don't. So I guess I really believe that. Mills also has the thing where I know that was that just rocked their family when his grandson died suddenly. I forgot what exactly the details were of that.
Andrew Miller yesterday, former Indians reliever, said, hey, we all want to play. We do want to play. We're trying. We're putting our best foot forward. But there's some major skepticism around baseball that this is actually going to be able to be pulled off. Where are you on this right now? If you had a percentage, do you think they're going to be able to get these 60-odd games in and have a crown champion?
I think it really will depend on almost how determined are you, because you're going to have a lot of problems that are unforeseen, along with some that you could see. Because I also think you're going to see a lot of, normal injuries. Because these guys, they all may claim they're in shape and everything else. Well, we'll see where we are 10 or 20 days from now. Here comes the pulled muscles. Here comes this. You're going to be running through a lot of guys along with the flunk test. I mean, the fact is, if you had to pick a population other than real little kids, a population that, is probably as close to being bulletproof, or if you get the virus, you won't get it badly, it is major league or, professional athletes because of their conditioning and their age and the medical support they have behind them. I mean, some may get that. And then the other issue, again, is just a lot of injuries. I don't mean to do that, but I have so many friends that have worked retail through this whole thing, worked in grocery stores and worked in Walmart and everywhere else. And, they've been wearing their mask and they've been doing this. And they've worked their way through it because they've had to because of their families, And we're not even talking about the first responders. So if you're a baseball player, the difference there is they have a lot of them. Andrew Miller has the money. He doesn't have to do it. You don't have to do it. And, okay, you don't want to go ahead, don't do it. But for a lot of others, I guess the attention given them, they're in this high risk and it's tough because they're talking about it, maybe they ought to see who some of the other folks are.
Terry Pluto with us on the show. Terry, real quick, if David Njoku's agent, now who's Drew Rosenhaus, came to you and said, I want to trade. We want to trade. What would you say?
I mean, part of me is like, well, as the headline my story is, you got to be kidding. And the next is, I would just like to see how he is. But at this point, you know, I mean, if I'm running the Browns, I want guys who want to be here. And Njoku, it's a silly request because this guy is obsessed with tight ends, his coaches. I mean, he talked twice on different things. Oh, I got stuff for three tight ends.
Well, yeah, but you understand. David's a little bit upset about things. Or at least
so I'm like, you know, I might just sort of wait to see who's going to call on the guy. And if it sounds pretty good, okay, fine.
All right.
But I don't know what his percentage is. What's his deal there? You know, Andrew Berry's invested in this guy playing well. He was part of the things that took him. And then he surprised a lot. Weren't you guys surprised when he picked up that option for 21 or whatever?
I actually was. I actually was.
Yeah, only 18 of the 32 guys had their options picked up. In fact, in the top five, only Garrett was the only one to have it picked up. That's not automatic at all.
Yeah, because, Terry, we keep getting it confused. We're like, well, this guy didn't draft this guy. Well, no, wait a minute. Andrew was here during John as well. So he's got experience with both Sashi and him. He probably does want David to work out. And, well, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And he really had a stronger say during the Sashi stuff.
Yeah, he probably did. That's right.
Oh, I know
that.
He did.
Yeah. Terry, we thank you very much for the time,
buddy.
All right,
take care, guys.
You too. The great Terry Pluto joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of our very best. 216-578-0092. Lima, I want to get into that when we come back about David Njoku because he's got a new agent and he says he wants a new team. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, and we will get back into the name change coming up here in just about 20 minutes. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.